is warning Israel, don't do this.
We're going to go through some scriptures.
Israel, don't do this. And what does he say to a believer today?
Make the decision on your own. I pretty much...
What does he say? 2 Corinthians.
Made mine.
Commands believers not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
But, you guys, I mean, okay. The Bible does say, let every man be persuaded in his own mind. Something like that.
The angels in heaven, they don't marry.
In the notes, but
we know that.
We're in the book of Jude,
and the
general
Lord,
epistle of Jude,
kind of talks.
And we saw last week that
some,
God judges those who sin,
people
whether
of
they
the,
be Jews,
that
whether they
at,
be angels,
what is it, the,
whether they be
come
Gentiles,
from the dead,
or whether
from
they be the children
they
of God,
marry nor are given
age,
in
okay?
marriage, but are as
and,
the angels.
And sometimes
in heaven.
The children of God are actually
the angels in heaven
given over to the devil, and
they don't marry. Why?
For the destruction of the flesh. And we saw
marry.
That in previous verses.
They are eternal.
And we saw that, I think, in the book of
They're
Matthew.
Eternal beings.
But we saw that in Jude, and we went
and
through
God's
that.
And God's created
and,
them. And if God wants more angels,
that the Spirit may be saved in the day of judgment.
And
that's
so likewise,
in
the resurrection from the dead, people
five.
Are not given in
and
marriage.
So
why?
Christians are judged
not going
for,
to
for
die.
The sins that they commit here.
They're not going to die.
And
they are
and sometimes
to the angels,
it's so much so that...
equal to them.
The devil gets
and
gets
so
his hands on them,
I'm not going to teach
them,
that angels who are said to
and,
be spirits.
And so sometimes when a Christian is living
the
like the devil, they need to,
said to be that,
delivered unto the devil.
I'm not going to teach right? that they go around
so they
and
right.
marry women on this earth.
And by
I
doing so that they might
that.
See the error.
But the Bible does
see,
teach that believers
truth,
are not to marry unbelievers.
God prevents,
and that
right?
the nation of Israel was forbidden to marry in into certain
the
other nations.
Of the truth.
That the Lord
and so,
forbid
and that's
them
the
to marry.
Idea behind that.
And the Bible also teaches that a son of God can be
no
a
reason.
Man.
You know, it's,
and it can be a group
a lot
of
times they're,
people.
They're people
a nation
in the
of people
that... maybe
it teaches it can be a man. Adam
like an
was called
person?
The son
doing things
of
that
God.
Are immoral?
He was.
And people,
Luke 3:38.
You can't let the whole church follow one person, right, down the tubes.
And how is
and
this?
And so it's better that that person leave
before
and
anything in the New
they
Testament
get right
was
be able
was
to
written.
Come back at a later date.
How is he called the
but
son of God?
Servants have to interact with those
Luke 3:38.
Those that do that. To cast them out. That's a servant of God doing that in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, right?
The Bible says,
and
which was the son
instruction
of,
is, hey,
Canaan, which was
you gotta
the
go.
Son of Ephraim,
right,
exit,
you can come back.
Which was the son of Sam,
and,
which was the son
and,
of,
and hopefully
no,
they get
no,
right.
Which
some,
was the son of Lamech,
do.
Which was the son of
and it's a sad, sad thing.
Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch,
and,
which was the son of Jared,
do,
which was the son of Amalek, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God.
We need to welcome
that we can prove
they get right.
That men can be called the son of God,
but this
and
is God's chastisement.
The sons of God and
upon
those
his
that believe on the name of Jesus are given power to
those
become
are,
the
those
sons of
who
God.
Called
we
the
can
sons
prove
of God,
all
okay.
that, but I cannot prove that angels.
But who are called the sons of God? Look if you would in Philippians.
God, I cannot prove it in the
Philippians.
Bible. And if somebody can prove that to me,
Galatians,
great.
Ephesians, Philippians.
I'd like to see the verse because I've been looking and looking and looking, trying to figure this out. And it's very difficult when you study
Philippians,
the Bible and you know
two,
what people teach.
15.
And you can't teach it.
Do all things proven. Without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless,
the
sons of God, without rebuke
in the midst
verses
of
that
a crooked and
we can
perverse
prove.
Nation among whom
and so that
he
is clear.
Sons of God.
Okay.
And so being angels, it's...
those that are the sons of God are without rebuke.
It leads to a lot of speculation.
And these
especially
are
about
folks.
Spirit beings,
those
marrying
have,
fleshly beings, and having children.
called upon the name of the Lord.
Spirits
now
don't
let me
have
ask you a question
blood.
Here.
Jesus said that.
To become a son
they
of God
have,
in this
flesh
age,
and bone.
Do you not have
they're
to
not
be
made
saved?
That way.
Okay.
They're not.
We all know that.
And we have to do a lot of speculation
and so
to
is
to
it
say
safe
that they
to say
somehow
that
get flesh and
bone
and do this.
Shall call upon the name of the Lord.
There's a lot of speculation we have to do.
That's safe to say. Okay.
And
that's found
in
Romans 10:13.
And I can't teach
remember
that angels marry women and have children,
the
and there's a bunch of half-breeds running around out here.
We're going to see some similarities in the Old Testament.
I've never
that,
seen
with
one.
That verse, okay?
and I don't see in the Bible where they say that they're there.
Jude verse 5.
I just don't. I know that spirits can come inside people. We know that. Jesus casts them out. And as you do a
the Bible
intense
says,
study
I will therefore
of spirits, you
put
see
you
that
in
they,
remembrance,
they
though
are
ye
fallen
once
angels.
Knew this, how that the Lord, are. Having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them.
But the Bible does say, let every man be fully persuaded
in his own
mind. And
so in verse 5,
mind,
we're being
guys,
put in remembrance of God's
that,
judgment upon
no
sin. In
verse
now, 5, Jude reminds
there are at
the
least
believers,
four angels, and I'm almost done, that I can prove are locked up,
the Jews,
and they
God's
will be released at a certain time, and they're found in Revelation 9.
Because of their sin. We're almost
and,
done. Revelation 9,
the
sin
14.
Of unbelief, right?
The
day
ones that
you
I can
stop
find in the
believing
Bible.
That fornication is sin.
The Bible says, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four
sin.
Horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the six angels, which had the trumpet, loose
or she starts
the four angels, which are bound
that's
in the
day
great
that
river
God
Euphrates.
Starts to destroy
and the four
you.
Angels, which are loose, which
and
were
that's
prepared
the Bible,
for an hour
folks.
And a day and a
that's
month
the Bible.
And a year. For to slay a third
the day
part
that
of
you
men.
Start to defile your body, okay. Which is the temple of God, will be the day that God
it's,
starts
this
to
is
destroy
called the great day.
Your body.
Judy.
1 Corinthians.
And that's
we're
the verse
done.
I was looking for last week
please.
That I couldn't find.
1 Corinthians 3.
Under darkness unto the judgment of the great
verse 16.
Day. The great day
know ye not
is
that
referred
ye are the temple
to
of God
as
and the Spirit
Jacob's
of God
trouble.
In
Jeremiah.
This is a Christian.
7. 30. Verses 6 and 7.
If any man defile the temple
it's
of God,
it's called a great day.
Shall God
it's the time of judgment.
For the temple of God is
when,
holy. When
judgment is upon the whole earth for okay. What men did to Christ, that is
God's
what the Gentiles and the Jews did to Jesus Christ.
The word of God.
And the rejection
and when you stop
of
believing the word
it's
of
when God,
God
deals
you
with the nation
the things
of Israel
that the word of God
tells you not to
else.
Do. It's called the okay. Great Day of Wrath.
And so here's the warning.
Revelation 6:17.
Some people
it's a
in
time
the
when God judges
who will sin openly.
Revelation 18:8.
In front of everybody.
And these four angels
and
somehow
turned
disobeyed
the
their
God
and left their habitation
and
they removed
and these
themselves
will be
from their post.
Some unsafe.
And God chained them up.
And Jude is
those
warning about unsafe
angels
people
in the Bible
that
I know
they
of that are chained
up
on two. And the great day, the judgment of the great day.
They try to get you to sin.
Only once.
They tell
and
you that you can sin
all you want. God's grace.
When God's judging.
It's God's love and God's grace. And he won't, he's not going to send you to hell.
And
he's not going to punish
and,
you.
And this is what
he's got
we can
too
prove.
Much love and too much
sin
grace
does not
to
go
that.
Unpunished.
And
the Bible teaches otherwise.
Even.
He's got a lot of grace.
He's got a lot of love. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your words.
Judgment.
We pray that we would
upon
continue
sin,
to study them.
And he punished those that sin. Okay?
Stick
and
with
so
the things that we
Jude
can prove,
says,
Lord, and
hey,
put the
if you want to stop believing
people
in the Bible,
for
then God's going to judge and destroy.
And Father, I thank you for the study
right?
of this
if those people are teaching in the church, they're unsaved, and they're teaching that God's not going
to
do this,
and
eventually,
and Father, we pray now that our
judgment
hearts and our
is coming to
your
those.
Words this afternoon. For
okay,
sake,
and that's what Jude is saying here. And God's going to destroy the lost person for sin, even though it's not evident to us at the time that they're doing this. There's a future time coming, folks. There's a future time coming, and God's going to judge that. And a Christian that does those things in the church, God will start destroying your body immediately. And while the other person seems to get away with it, you may not. And not only that, but he'll do it bad-like. Why? Why? So that other people will see, oh, this is wrong. And not everything that happens to a Christian is because of sin, folks. Some of it's for the glory of God. But some of the stuff that happens to our bodies, we bring upon ourselves because we don't believe the word of God. Okay? Now in verse 6, he reminds us that even his angels are not immune from the judgment and punishment of God when they sin. The Bible says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved an everlasting change unto darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
Now, in the Bible, it looks like angels can be stars. And we see this in the book of Revelation. You see it in Revelation 1, a couple pages over, verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. And so here the mystery of the stars and the candlesticks are revealed. Right there, first chapter, okay? And not only can angels be stars in the Bible, but they can be referred to as spirits. Okay? Spirits. Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1. They're called ministering spirits, in fact. Hebrews 1, verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies my footstools? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Okay? And again, if angels are spirits, so fallen angels can be spirits, right? If they were angels at one time and they fell, they're still spirits. They haven't turned into something different. In fact, the Lord uses those spirits. He uses them. They could be also, angels can be referred to as the hosts of heaven. Look, if you would, in 1 Kings. 1 Kings 22. Second Kings. Okay, 1 Kings 22. And some of you may know where I'm going with this, but I'm giving you what the Bible says, and you guys make the determination for yourself. 1 Kings 22, 19. The Bible says, and he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit. Now, is it safe to say that this is an angel? I mean, we saw in Revelation that angels are ministering spirits. All of them are. Okay? And stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now, is it safe to say that a righteous angel would be doing this? I don't know. I would say that an unrighteous angel might be one that is one of Satan's angels. The Bible says that Satan has angels. And I would say that would be the case. Would a righteous angel do that, though? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that they're going to be lying. The devil is a liar, right? We know that. When the Bible refers to all the hosts of heaven, it can be referring to Satan. It can be referring to fallen angels. Look, if you wouldn't, it could be referring to fallen angels, and it could be referring to angels. Look, if you would, in Luke. Luke 2. Luke 2, verse 13. The Bible says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. Doesn't say they were all there, but it says a multitude of them. Heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, watch, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Right? What happened? There appeared to these people a multitude of the heavenly host. And then the angels left them. Right? Plural. And so there was an angel and a multitude. And then all of a sudden, angels left. Plural. So the heavenly host can be referred to angels. Okay? And not only that, but cherubims. Also, host of heaven can be referred to actual stars, the actual moon, the actual sun. Genesis 2:2. Nehemiah 9:6. You can go there and read them. Genesis 2:2. The Bible says, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work with which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in that he rested from all his work which God created. Verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Okay? Everything in the heavens and everything in the earth, whatever the hosts are. That's everything. Nehemiah 9, verse 6. The Bible says, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all the things are that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the hosts of heaven worship thee. Remember when Jesus was going on the road? He was on the road somewhere, and the people were shouting out for joy. And he said, if these should hold their peace, the rocks would cry out. The stars, the physical stars that aren't angels, they praise God. The moon and the sun and everything that God made praises God. Okay? And even the rocks, especially if nobody's there to do it. And so so all the hosts of heaven could be referred to the actual stars, the moon, the sun, or it could refer to the heavenly beings as well. But not only can the hosts be referred to as angels, but it looks like that sons of God, okay, can be referred to as angels. And the only two verses you really have on that is in Job. You got three verses in Job. And we'll look at them. Job 1:16. So it does, I mean, it does look like it. Job 1, verse 6, the Bible says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Okay, there's one place. Verse 1, and again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Okay? So who are these sons of God? Go with me, if you would, to Job 38, verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, are those physical stars or are they angels? I don't know. seems to me like they might be physical because they're seen in the morning, or they're called morning stars, okay? But I don't know that. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Folks, the implication there is that there's some heavenly beings called the sons of God. Who they are, I don't know. That's all the information we're given about them. Are they angels? I don't know. I know the hosts of heaven are angels because the Bible says so. And I know that stars can be angels because the Bible says so. But to say that these are angels, I can't say that. I can't without more proof. I could speculate that they are. They're in heaven. But are they? I don't know. I don't know what these are here. But we're going to go through some other verses here. But it does seem, it does look like they could be angels. You have to speculate on that, though. Unless you guys can show me another verse. It's all speculation at this point. So we went through those. But it also, sons of God in the Bible, right? It appears that they could be angels. Sons of God in the Bible can be a nation of people. Can be a nation of people. This I can prove. Exodus 4. This is after the flood, of course. Exodus 4. Exodus 4:22. The Bible says, "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn." Now that's singular. Okay, and we're going to see another place where it becomes plural. And they're called the sons of the living God. Okay? So the nation of Israel is referred to God as his son, his firstborn. And in Hosea, and I can't remember where it is in Hosea. I didn't write the whole thing down. Let me look real quick. It's in Hosea. They're referred to as the sons of the living God. Let's see if we can find that real quick. How come I didn't write that down? Is it 110? There it is. Thank you. "Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God." Okay? Sons of the living God. Now, the Bible says sons of God, the Bible refers to as the people of Israel as his sons. Okay? Now, that shows you that a group of people can carry the title of the sons of God. Okay? A group of men, people. Okay? So we see that it's a possibility that angels can be called the sons of God. It's a possibility. We have to speculate on that. But people are called sons of God, the people of Israel. Okay? Not only that, but today we're said that we are given power to become the sons of God. That's men. Okay? And that's found in John. John 1:12. "But as many as received him, but then he to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now, remember that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved in Romans 10:13. Who's going to call on the name of the Lord? Those that believe. okay, and is on his name. Now, some say that these angels here in Jude are the same as the sons of God in Genesis 6. And I could see why they would say that, okay? But after I've carefully studied this out, I cannot prove that that is the case. I cannot prove that, okay? But it does, when you study exactly who the sons of God are, it really appears to me in Genesis 6 that those that are actually, they're those that are actually calling on the name of the Lord. Because that's how you become a son of God in the New Testament. That we know for sure. But the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? Look, if you would, in Genesis 4, 26. Genesis 4, 26. Verse 25, and Adam knew his wife again. Now this is after Cain, and this is after Abel, and this is after Cain killed Abel. And Adam knew his wife again. She bare a son and called his name Seth, for God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there were born a son. There was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. All caps. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Bible says, folks. It says it in the New Testament. And here are men calling upon the name of the Lord in the Old Testament. Okay? We've already seen that men are given power to become the sons of God. We have to speculate that angels are the sons of God. Just throwing this out there. And so you have here two races of people out of Adam. You have Cain, right? The Bible says he was of that wicked one. Right? He did things according to the way Satan wants it done. He did it according to his own heart. He didn't do it according to the Lord's way. He did it according to the devil's way. The devil wants, it doesn't want to give any glory to God. He was of the wicked one. And so, I'm just throwing out these verses here. It looks like that there's an unbelieving race that comes from Cain, and then there's a believing race that comes out of Seth. That's what it looks like in the Bible. Because out of Seth's race, they're calling on the name of the Lord. Okay? And you're not going to call on the name of the Lord unless you believe he's there. And so, possibility. We're warned. Israel was warned about mingling themselves with different nations, especially the ones in Canaan. They were not to give women in marriage to certain nations or take wives from these nations. Okay? In Exodus 34. Exodus 34. Just giving you the verses. You guys can make the determination on your own. Exodus 34, 16, the Bible says, and thou take of their daughter, okay, for thou shalt worship no other god, verse 14, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. Okay? Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7. And so Israel is warned about this. Why? Because when you have a godly people going after an ungodly people, the result is certainly not that the ungodly turns godly.